just on the on the visa process and the legal background for your visas. I think it's worth understanding Japanese labor law, where it applies to foreigners. And the easiest way to do that is once you get your offer from a company, look at your contract. It will be fairly standard depending on what industry you're in. If you're a language teacher, it's going to set out your hours, it's going to set out what your responsibilities are, and it's going to lay out what type of deductions you're going to have from your salary. So that's all pretty much going to be fair. As long as they're giving you a visa, they have to meet the Japanese government's requirements for that. But you should pay attention to the contract end date, how you could be terminated or how you quit. These are all kind of guides to what Japanese law allows. And then, assuming that's all good and you sign and you get your visa, I would encourage you to look at the English language sites to see the backup for that. That is, what are your rights under that contract? For example, a lot of language schools, when they have disputes because they're small businesses and sometimes there are disputes with foreign teachers, there have been the involvement of unions involved. And my basic stance on this is that Japanese labor law encourages people to talk. So it's a way for the employee and the company to talk and come to an agreement while having some protections against some outcomes. So it can't be without notice. It can't be without any basis. So the company has to have a reason to terminate employment. And in general, Japanese courts take a long time, which is again encourages you to talk. So if you feel like you don't understand things, it's good to read through it. Also, if you're in Tokyo or other large cities, they'll have labor consultation services for foreigners in general, either run by the Association of Lawyers or run by the municipal government themselves. And that also is good to go into and talk and just understand your options. There are some companies which have more knowledge than you, of course, about Japanese labor law, and they will use that to try to leverage, their position in negotiations. So if you ever feel like, you need help or you just need information, an English search will turn up many options. A Japanese search is a little better because there's more options in Japanese, but the language barrier gets in the way. So I just encourage research, and in general, labor law favors the worker, but only in terms of really providing time to negotiate and try to get the best possible outcome. But it's good to know your rights, and I encourage you to look at some of these resources or do your own search. Thanks very much. Hope to see you at the